Susie, and this morning, or this evening, or this afternoon, whenever you're watching this, we're going to be talking about joy. Joy when you don't feel like it. So joy is a fruit of the Spirit. What's a fruit of the Spirit? Well, in Galatians 5:11, it talks about the Holy Spirit produces fruits of the Spirit in our lives. The kind of fruit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So joy is one of those. Joy is expressing God's goodness. It's the divine version of happiness. Real joy comes from God and is ours forever. The joy that is found in God's presence isn't static. It transforms and regenerates us. You can experience joy in difficult times. It's possible to know joy in spite of grief and uncertainty. So joy doesn't come with a smile in order to exist. As humans, we have this need to be happy. We're designed to be happy. And when we're disconnected from God, we pursue happiness in our own strength. We are pursuing actually what the soul needs. Our friend Beth talks about how God wants us to pursue happiness, which is not performance. So not letting others tell us where and when and how to be happy. We don't want this temporal happiness. We want one that's so much deeper than that. The Bible talks about joy all the time. In John 15:11, for example, it says, let us love one another so that our joy may be full. Love one another, include one another. That's what produces joy. So joy and happiness are like a magnet. They're magnetic. You know, who would you prefer to hang around with? A bitter person or a joyful person? We want that joy and that happiness. We want to be nice people to be around. But yeah, so happiness all the time in your own strength just doesn't happen. Because life, it's exhausting to try and be happy and find happiness all the time. We need God to do that. What's the difference between joy and happiness? I found on the Compassion site, where we sponsor a lot of kids as a church, this little thing, which I thought was clever. Joy is in the heart, happiness is on the face. Joy is of the soul, happiness is of the moment. Joy transcends, happiness reacts. Joy embraces peace and contentment. Joy runs deep and overflows, while happiness just hugs hello. Joy is a practice and a behaviour. It's deliberate and intentional. Happiness comes and goes casually along its way. Joy is an inner feeling. Happiness is an outward expression. Joy endures hardship and trials and connects with meaning and purpose. A person pursues happiness, but chooses joy. Choose joy, practice joy, know joy, live joy, feel happiness. In Nehemiah 8:10, it says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. God gives that real joy. The joy that is found in God's presence isn't static. It transforms and regenerates, like we said before. So how do we get joy? How can the joy of the Lord be our strength? Number one, celebrate God. No matter what we face, God is worthy of celebration. He is always good, always loving, always working on our behalf. His character never changes. So if he is good when we're happy, he is still good when we're sad. Step into that celebration, gratefulness and joy in every season and circumstance. You'll find you have strength through joy. Number two, connection. Joy blooms through connection. We're designed to need joy, like we said a moment ago. We're designed to be in that connection. It's what God wants for us. They go hand in hand. Often the connection is with other people, but it can also be with pets and creation and creativity. Going for a walk, reaching out, changing your situation can help. I was talking to someone this week and they were saying that actually they find that peace and then that joy when sometimes they just step out of their situation. By calling or texting someone close to you, being honest with them, how are you feeling? You know, what do you need? What can they do for you? But also just sometimes stepping out into that different environment really helps. Life is absolutely hard sometimes, but the one thing we know to be true is that he will always pull beauty from ashes, and there is joy set before us. Number three, focus on the good. We did a little set of mugs designed at work with this. See the good. So important. In Nehemiah, which is a book in the Bible, God's people were grieved by their own sins. They'd heard God's law and were upset by how much they'd messed up. They were full of grief and mourning, shame, regret, and when they were face to face with realizing their shortcomings, it was just inconsolable. But they were told, do not mourn or weep for such a day as this, for today is a sacred day before the Lord your God. Nehemiah urged them to focus on God, focus on the good. He said, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, which sounds pretty good. Share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. Don't be dejected or sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. When the people did that, they were able to celebrate. And they were celebrating because God had spoken to them and they'd understood it. That is when the joy came. And there was freedom in that. So the people went away, enjoyed their festive meal, and they had great joy, which is great. Focusing on that good, not the drama that was before them. Often when I spiral, Ben will just stop and say, what are you thankful for? And it takes me a moment to not be annoyed by that reaction or just to really step out of my funk. But actually, he's right. When I focus on the good, I'm starting to choose joy. It's not healthy to ignore feelings and emotions and situations, but choosing joy is a deep-rooted shift that will give you strength. So number four is choose joy. Joy is a choice. Step into the joy of the Lord. And choosing joy, there is hope. With joy, hardship often offers growth and opportunity. With joy, self-esteem and self-respect are indestructible. It says in Psalm 30:11, you've turned my wailing into dancing. You've removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Despair is like happiness. It's temporary. And although it never feels that way, despair is a product of circumstance and it cannot hold a candle to joy. Joy can overcome anything and everything in this world if it's allowed to, if it's chosen. So choose joy. Number five, worship. Emily did a really great talk the other week on worship, and even by listening to her talk and hearing that, it changed the atmosphere, it changed the situation. And actually I had to choose to allow joy in that moment. Sometimes, you know, you're just going like, come on then, change me. You have to choose it and be in that moment and go, God, you're bigger than this. And actually allow that change in your soul, your emotions and will. Number six, this one needs its own bullet point. It's separate to worship in my mind, is dance. In the darkest circumstances I've had, I've put on music and danced. I'm not a great dancer, but there's something that happens when we step out and become undignified. In the Bible, David is a famous worshipper and he's always been caught out dancing. He says, I'll become even more undignified than this when he gets caught out on it. The joy that has filled my soul has broken the grief of the dark circumstances when I've danced. It does take a bit of guts to do it, and I think sometimes I've put on the sort of melancholy worship, you know, when I'm feeling really low, and I've started to sat there. But choosing to switch it up, choosing to dance with joy before God can break situations, can break circumstances, and can just bring joy. Number seven, practice gratitude. In Romans 15:13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. When we take steps towards daily gratitude, we invite God, the God of hope, to fill us with peace and joy. It's so important, and it really just changes that attitude that we're in. So, I have two questions for you. One question and three challenges. One question: what brings you joy? Take a moment to write your own list. Take a moment to try out some of the things on my list. Take a moment to do that. Write that down and share that with your person or your bubble or your whoever, really, your dog. Share that and act that. So my three challenges are: write down three positive things that have happened this week and thank God for them. That's challenge number one. Challenge number two is choose joy in a situation by trying one of our ideas, which is one, celebrating God, two, connecting, three, focusing on the good, four, choosing joy, five, worship, six, dancing, seven, practicing gratitude. So pick one of those and trial them. And yeah, what was my third one? My third was, there's a track coming. And I challenge you to dance to it. Have a really great week, guys, and choose joy this week.
Though the tears may fall, my song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise to you. While there's breath in my lungs, I will praise you, Lord. In the dead of night, I'll lift my eyes to you. Though the waters rise, I'll lift my eyes to you. While there's hope in this heart, I will praise you, Lord. Come on! The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness I'll dance, in the shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When I cannot see your hand in mine, with faith the rise to you, God of mercy and love, I will praise you, Lord. Oh, you shine with glory, Lord of light, I feel alive in you. In your presence now I come alive, I am alive in you. There is strength when I say,
the joy of the Lord.
I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
All right, let's find our joy in Him tonight. He is unfading, He's unfailing. He can be our joy in every season and every circumstance. Father, give us that joy that transcends all of this world, all of this life. Teach us to sing tonight, Holy Spirit. Come on, church!